Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 3rd and the whole week ahead. Well, with the Sun-Jupiter aspect, what you've got now is the opportunity to deal with finances and money in a big way. It's a grandiose kind of aspect, and maybe that's what you need to get to the bottom of all things that mean something to you. It's a complex kind of aspect too, because maybe you're finances are tied up with your emotions and feelings and even your sex life. And here's your Sunday stars. Mars, your traditional ruler, now whizzes into Cancer and you can let out a huge hallelujah. Because Mars moving into Cancer for you is your ninth house, and ninth house energy is so good because it brings opportunity and luck. And it means that you start a brand new two-year period of all of those things where serendipity can rule. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Mars in the Ninth. And here's your Monday stars. If you put the moon in your sign connected to Mars, newly appointed into Cancer, then what you've got is the chance to explore so many new things. The energy of adventure is nice and ripe. And that means being a Scorpio who's prepared to try something different, even if you just try it once. This is a good time for you to forge ahead into so many areas now where you've actually put up the barriers. Let them down. And here's your Tuesday stars. Because Venus is moving into Taurus, Venus is the goddess of love and Taurus is your house of relationships, we're now starting a new period where your love life will gain in prominence and energy. Venus is love. So for instance, if you're already with somebody, over the next few weeks, you may decide to commit or confirm to somebody truly, honestly, madly, who you feel for. At the same time, if you've not got anyone in your life, then Venus will open up the door of love. And here's your Wednesday stars. Put the moon and Pluto together, the moon being in your sign, and this is very good for you to look into something where you need answers. You should not be fobbed off with, oh, maybe, or I'll talk about it tomorrow, or can you wait another few days? Oh, no. You need to know things now. And if it means taking matters into your own hands, then so be it. And here's your Thursday stars. Important money day in many ways, and it kind of links to what I said yesterday about don't be fobbed off. Don't allow people to say, or maybe, we'll talk about it next week. No, you need to discuss things now where money is concerned, because if you allow things to linger, then things could get worse, or you could feel completely left out of the loop. And that itself can bring complications cash-wise. And here's your Friday stars. There's a full moon in the sign of Sagittarius, so for the next couple of weeks, it's time to seek closure and confirm areas of your personal economy and money and cash, because this is in your second house of money. Reorganizing, restructuring anything to do with money and cash. The next 2 weeks, you should not ignore anything that pertains to your finances. Know where you stand.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.